You know, the Lord comes in here. He sets the tone for everything. And we have this eternal atmosphere. It's just so very important. So I'm glad you guys just sort of went on and let it flow, you know. Because we go until we know we're in heaven. You know, that's what we got to do. We got to go until we know we're in heaven. And that's just vital for man to know he's in heaven. And of course, us, but all men as well. And, you know, the secrets of God just sort of belong to those who he loves. And so he's starting to reveal them to us. And so as y'all played, we start to get out of the natural and out of your, even your rehearsals, and start to get into the Father's heart. I know it's whatever you guys want to do, sit, stand, stay up there, whatever, however you want to do it. Stan, you're going to take your guitar with you. Yeah, we may have you pluck on it a little bit later. This stuff is so important. And we got to keep breaking ground till we find it. Because really, see, everything else is going to be shaken that can be shaken except for what's in heaven. So we've got to find Father's heart there. But many of the things that we have confidence in, you know, God's going to take them away because they didn't come from heaven. And we've kind of got to learn that. James, can you get me that? So when I asked James to get me the chair, you know you're in for a long day, long one. So I know I'm in for one. So, you know, we were talking to somebody when we were coming in the service this morning. Good morning. And that person said I was around some relatives and they didn't acknowledge me or whatever. And, of course, Pastor Jerry came up with the line of the morning. Thank you. At least heaven knows you. Okay. See, that's got to get real to us, you see. I mean, that's got to get real to us. In other words, if not one single person on this earth acknowledges or loves you, heaven is more important than one person on the earth. I don't care if this is your mother or your father or your sister or your brother. It doesn't matter because you're more a child of heaven. You're more, you know, here's Jesus. And they told him, here comes your brothers and sisters. And he stopped the whole deal and said, well, who's really my brothers and my sisters? You know, in other words, they're not really of this earth. So Abraham is more your father than your natural father. Father Abraham. Remember they used to call Mike Father Abraham? Don't call him that no more. They just call him Mike. But see, it doesn't bother him because he knows the real Father Abraham. So Jonah is more your brother than John. Amanda, you got any sibling? Okay. Tony, I'll use Tony. Jeremiah is more your brother than Daryl. Are y'all following me? Because your real family is spiritual. And it's in heavenly places. And your real father is God himself. And he's not going to treat you like anything but his child. Period. Okay. And, since he's in heaven, guess where you were born from? Out of heaven. Okay. And so you've got to let go the natural ideas about this and see what God's, you know, Roz was singing up here. I don't know. What did she say? God, this is what God says, or I can't remember. But you have to have God's mind on it. You can't have man's mind on it. Even though we have all the earthly sentiment about it and such, and the attachments and the soul ties and such, you still have to, everything with the Lord is transcendent. Okay. He's 1,000 times your daddy is than Solomon was. Are you following me? 1,000 times more. Okay. As a matter of fact, Jesus would say, don't call nobody on earth Father. Right? Because you got to see past the natural. You have to see past. It's very much past the natural mind. Your human mind can't get this. Everything in the kingdom of God is transcendent, you know. I was talking to Mike's lovely wife, and it's Mike's fault she's not here today, by the way. I was talking to Mike's lovely wife Friday, and we had been talking about service, and she said, service to the Lord is outside of me. In other words, I can't do it in myself. In other words, everything is transcendent. Even our service to him, it can't be by your natural reason and your natural idea about it. It's got everything in the kingdom of God, Eric, is transcendent, okay? It goes beyond the natural mind, okay? We have to learn to dwell in eternity. Okay. We have to learn to dwell in eternity, right? Psalms 90, verse 1, Lord, you have always been our eternal home. Okay, in other words, eternity isn't a length of time. Eternity is no time. Okay. You know, when we think of the natural mind thinks about eternity, we think, well, we're going to live. We're going to keep going on. Number of years and such. Eternity is no time. So here's the mystery about Sherry. Even though, quote unquote, she accepted the Lord in her life in whatever year, in eternity, she was always there. Okay, look, here's God. She's always been my baby. You know, I knew her before the world started. Okay, and so in that way, it's all transcendent. We think Tina started to act right, you know, last week, yeah. Right. In eternity, see, in eternity, that's not Clee's baby. Of all the Clee stories, that's not Clee's baby. Forget about what Clee did or didn't do. In eternity, God said, that's my Tina, my baby. See, and always has been that way. Can y'all follow? It is crazy. See, God has always loved that child. There's something inside of her that God loved and wasn't going to quit. Until she started loving him back. But he had to start the whole thing. You had to drink? Yeah. See, that's what I'm trying to say. Right. Mike reading scripture. Tony, Mike reading scripture.
That really makes sense to me now. Because when she was getting ready to get married, the Holy Spirit says, I want her to be married the way I want it. How he told me, gave me divine directions. I didn't equate it like you're saying because that's his daughter and always has been. Oh, it just makes so much sense now. It's like, oh, my God. Right. He said, I want to prove that I had eternity in mind.
Y'all got to get this, right? Is it related? Okay.
Again, to me, it's just encouraging. Melissa James has so many different scenes in my dreams this morning, but the one that just stands out is we're always in a house together, and we were in a house together, and a fire broke out, and I was moving slow, but I was able to shut all the what you call those doors? Those doors, the fire doors. I closed all the fire doors. And, Tina was, we got it shut off, but when we looked, Tina was underneath like a long, coffee table, you know, passed out. And she passed out. and you were there walking around, and then I had to call 911. And it was the craziest thing because I'm talking to 911. I was like, hey, I'm at PWM. We've got a young lady that's passed out. And she wanted to do a credit check. And it was the craziest thing. You're there in yellow. And we're just walking. And I'm like, I can't believe that you're asking me to do a credit check. Long story short, Tina came up out from underneath that coffee table like nothing was wrong. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it was amazing. Why she passed out, as dead.
Right.
But we weren't panicking. You know, it's just, I'm like, lady, please, this fire come. She's out. We trying to put the fire out. And you worried about a credit check. It ain't my phone, but you worried about a credit check. It's crazy.
Right.
You know, and it was like, the house that you're in is not yours. We see it as somebody else's.
Right.
So
right. So the world is going.
All that she came up.
The world's going to look at your death different. They're going to want a credit check or whatever. But if we stay in the spirit and in heaven, she's going to come out from under the table like death didn't even bother her. Right? Okay. Okay. So. Tina has always been because she dwelt in eternity with God, right? Our natural mindedness gets us in so much trouble. And that's why I was really liking for, I know. See, you're not the baby you thought you were. You're not even the woman you thought you were. That's exactly right. Those aren't just words. We just haven't believed it. We just haven't believed it, guys. Our eyes have been holding to it. See, we didn't see it. We don't see like God sees until He gives us grace and mercy. It's a whole different meaning. See, your eyes light up. See, and see. Your eyes are like, really who you see is the Lord, right? And what He says about you, not what you thought, not what preaching, not what the legal Bible says, right? Who you see is the Lord. Look, Tina, I didn't know. Now she's crying tears of joy because I didn't know that I meant that much to you. Not even in myself. I couldn't even come up with thoughts like this. You understand? I don't know about this kind of love. I don't know about all I could see was how terrible my life was. And here comes God saying, oh, you always been my baby. I just got to get you out the natural into the spirit. See, so it's more than just getting sins forgiven. It's getting out of the natural into the spirit. See? So here's Roz and Six up here playing this morning. So they slide out. They start, you start in the natural, but then they slide right out of that thing. And so that's why I keep telling her, don't stop. Because, you gradually get above the norm. Right? See, Tony, we get beyond the veil into the real thing, see? And now when they start, now it's not just doing songs, it's life ministry. It's a ministry beyond the curtain. It's the same things that they never thought, And it's the same like with scripture. Like I can remember this scripture in Psalms 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place. Lord, I don't know if you remember, but when we were living in Maryland, I can't remember the religious show, but that's how they came on. God, you have been our dwelling place for eternity, from everlasting. I can't remember the show. Anyway, they didn't mean it like this. It sounded very good. He had that nice voice. Long before you gave birth to the earth and before the mountains were even born, you have been our. Mike was there. Before the mountains came up. I'm talking about with God, see? And see, this is what you got to know. You got to know this, see? You got to know this. Look, What did Hammer say, Rocky? MC Hammer. Right, right. See, nobody, thank you. Nobody can touch that. They can throw rocks at you, but they can't touch where you were born from eternity. See, you know why people can touch us? Because we think we're still in the natural, you know, and they still keep wounding us and stuff. As soon as you get in eternity with God, the rocks don't get that high. You understand? That's why Stephen wasn't bothered. Not only did he see Jesus in heaven, he saw himself there with him. You understand? It wasn't a detached thing. It's like, I'm in heaven with him. Derek, your bricks can't touch me. Keep stoning me. Stoning me because I'm already dead, right? I'm already under the table. See? See? But see, that's transcendent knowledge, Mike. That's seeing Jesus knowledge. That's I know where I am with him. You know, truth is not a thing or facts. It's a person. I'm with him. That's truth. See, I am the way, the truth. I am truth itself. It's not a thing. So you're attached to me. So here's Jesus like, Tina, you were with me all along. Jesus. You know, God loves you so much. You know, there used to be on this earth generation, Derek, and that's why they keep saying, they call him Ancient of Days. And like, it was eternal truth, you know. You know, but back before, you know, the world keeps falling lower and lower and lower. And the lower we go, the more we're in the flesh. But centuries ago, people were more eternal minded. Now we're just more material minded, and even when they was like, even they were singing about evidence. See, your evidence that you blessed me. You know, show me something in the material. You know, how big is my house? You know, I need some evidence. That's not what he's talking about, sir. See, what I shared with Tina is evidence. Evidence of things what not seen. See. She don't have to see it, but she's bawling like a baby. Can you see? That's the knowing is the evidence. See? It's not the material. It's the spiritual. You know how blessed it is for God to take you from earth to heaven? Bigger. Yes. It's right. That's your baby girl. That's not Clee's baby right there. That's heaven. See, she said, you see it because it's 1,000 times bigger than what you can touch. See, God, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What? Evidence of not seen. I don't need to see it. God, give me the evidence of the unseen. Look, Tony, I know it. I know I dwelled in eternity with him. I know I was born before the foundation of the world. He and I had some, you know. Pastor Jerry said this. Carolyn. The person said, I'm throwing it all under the bus. The person said, but you know, people didn't recognize me. Pastor Jerry said, but heaven does. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Pastor, I told somebody, she done stole my message. Heaven does. It's very powerful. See, heaven does. You know, here's Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, which he takes you on the Mount of Transfiguration with him. And he doesn't show them people on the earth. He shows them Elijah and Moses. People who have all gone. Here's your true relatives right up in here. You know, the earth says they're dead. They're alive. Right? Look, Pastor Jerry, you were asking me about the scriptures that the people are waiting for us, you know. See, here's the people praying for you. Elijah's praying for you. Look, Moses is praying for Mike. You understand? Way back there. As a matter of fact, Tina, Moses wrote this Psalms 90. Thou before the world when the mountains were. So, look, he took them before Genesis. We think about Moses just wrote Genesis. And of course, he wrote it because he saw this already. Right? He was writing about eternity in Genesis 1. That's Jerry, so special. God, how can you think of me like that? I can't even think. I don't have a clue to think like that. And here he goes. Kevin, here he goes. Just believe my word. just believe what I say. and see, that's not letter, that's spirit, because the letter is gonna always kill you. See? So this morning, Brother Stan start playing in the spirit, see. And then and here comes Brother Cannon back there because he knew we were in the spirit. And he started praising them kind of loud back there. Right? And it felt like the room was full. And it felt like the angels are all around here because we get into that eternal realm. We're made for eternity. We're made for eternity, see. She wanted to stretch across the front because we're made for, that was Bina, because we're made for eternity. Bina is not Klee's baby. Bina's God's baby. I understand that, you know, Jerry conceived and brought in Klee's seed and that kind of thing. And there is the, right, had to have the evidence. Cred day, Tina Bina. Had cred day. She had to. I would be. Cred day, Tina. You trumped me on that one. See, she got. Drop the mic. Cred day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Before she was Klee's baby, she was God's baby, right? 1,000 times more God's baby. I just need Klee to get her in here. I don't care what Klee acted like. I don't care Klee how he thought. I don't care, you know. And even whatever sentiment she has, he has for her and he has for him. She has for him. Mine is 1,000 times more than that. Klee thought he conceived. I did it. Because of my love. See? From eternity to eternity, right? Eternity is not the amount of time, it's timelessness. See? This got a timeless baby. Just because you see her in the flesh, you don't know her after the flesh. Know her after the spirit. You got a timeless baby right here. Now, see, now you're going to treat her different. See? I'm not messing with God birthed. I'm not doing it. I don't care if she robbed 10 7-Elevens tomorrow. I'm still not messing with God birth. I'm not going to mess. I'm talking about scared. I'm scared of that. See? Look, even before the world started, even before anything came in the natural, that's my baby. See, now we got to look at ourselves that way, you know. Of course, in the natural, we know how bad we are. See, eternity is not the length of time. It's timelessness. In other words, she'll always be heavenly. Can y'all get that? She'll always be heavenly. It's not when she get, not when at age 99, when... in the car. That's not it, guys. We've been hoodwinked so bad about eternity. Heaven is hers now. Her closest, her deepest relatives aren't earthly ones. They're heavenly ones. God, you got to see that. And the only reason Marvin's deep heavenly because he got saved too. In other words, she's more Marvin's heavenly sister than he is Marvin's earthly sister. Y'all follow me? 1,000 times more. That's why God won't leave you alone. He don't feel sorry for you. It's just because that's my baby. That's what I don't want to see one sinner go to hell, right? Because I'm the one responsible. I got that started. So it's no matter how much the world labels you or whatever, you can't be a part of the world. You can't be a part of how they think. In church or out of church, you know, you can't be a part of it. Unfortunately, a lot of the worst of it is church. That's why they crucified Jesus, by the way. Church them crucified him. And so these scriptures are really eternal, right? You can't go to the Bible. They're all eternal, right? Everything's in the Bible eternal. That's where we mess up, right, Derek? Derek, come on for just a second, please. That's where we mess up because scriptures are eternal. The scriptures are eternal. The scriptures. So we blot out the natural thinking about it, and we have to have eternal life thinking about it. Matter of fact, that's really the reason for preaching, to give you the eternal aspect of the word. It's not to just try to explain scripture. The whole thing of preaching is so that you can see the eternal aspects of the scripture, you know. So Derek's got to see that. Something has to fall in his mind. The natural's got to fall. And all his confidence in it. And God's delight has to come to see eternity in it. And we're going to show some things this morning. The eternity, the scriptures are eternal. Amen, amen. Okay, amen, amen. The blood of Jesus. Now, God, his Psalms 90, I won't let it go until we get it. God, you've always been our eternal home. Always. And I can remember reading that, but in the past, that didn't mean what it said to me. In other words, it meant something like, since I got saved, you've been my eternal home. Or something like that. I don't know how I thought, but it wasn't this. You've always been my eternal home. So, like Tony, like Pastor Roz and Stan, and I believe this is going to happen. They're going to start playing. And she's going to start seeing back before the world got established. Why not? Moses did. Right. Evidence, evidence, evidence. Why not, Mike? Why we got to be stuck in the natural? Why we got to be stuck in 2021? Why do we have to be stuck in this century? Tony, why do we got to be even stuck in this generation? This is the generation of what? I want to be in an eternal generation. You know, see, I understand we got aspects that God's doing certain things, but you know what? Eternally, there's only one. Ooh, that's here. I forgot. So he starts to give us then the keys to the kingdom. And in other words, you don't have to go by your natural mind anymore. That's what I was singing about this. That's why I love it when Ron and Stan get like this. She starts talking about a gate, a gate, a gate, a gate. Here God opens the gate so you can see back past time. You know, your eyes come open to what he really did back then and what he was thinking about you, you know. Look, in Genesis 1, he was thinking about you, sir. He hadn't even made people yet, but he's still thinking about you. You understand that? He hadn't even made people yet. Matter of fact, he wrote it with you in mind. That's exactly what he did. Because you're eternal, James. James, you're eternal, James. You eternal thing, you. That's why. So I get a little rough when they start getting like this because I get happy. See, that's why you don't belong to the world. You belong to eternity, right? If you love the world, my love is not in you because you belong to eternity. You're born again, but from eternity. You're born again from heaven. I just brought you back to you with your eternity. That's all I did. See? Well, Jesus would say stuff like, you know, I'm not from down here. I'm from up there. I'm not from down here. I'm from eternity. Look. Look. Stay with me, James, because I'm gonna yank the flesh out you. Somebody, I don't know if I can do James and this at the same time. I got it. Here's what, I want somebody else to read this. Psalms 22, 9 and 10. Stay with me, Jay. Stay with me, Dr. Jay. Stay with Psalm 22, 9 and 10. And I just want it to be in your hearing. Because, Derek, it's eternal. Go ahead, go.
Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast upon you.
Come on, man.
From my mother's womb, you have been my God.
Come on, man. See, Tina wasn't Clee, baby.
Right.
Tina wasn't Gerald, baby.
Right. Right. Say it right there.
From the mother's womb. Tony, when we gonna see eternal stuff? When with on your next baby, you gonna cast that girl or boy, girl over, over onto the Lord eternity?
Yes.
Right, God, you knew this baby before she came through, Amanda. I cast him right back on you. Now reveal eternal things to that baby right from the womb. Right, see, we gotta wait till they're 35 and say, God, you know. Help them now. No. Not supposed to. But natural man. See, that's why I got to drag James around. Because his mother didn't put him on back in the God from the womb. The mother had no spiritual account. Forgive me. But your mother had no spiritual knowledge about it. See, most of the church don't. Most of the people don't. There's no blight on her. Well, it is, but not, you know. See, Tina is not your baby. God says, you think you love her. I loved her before you. See, Tracy's not your baby, by the way. Before I did this. Before. See, right? I got to get the natural out of you. I got to get the natural out of you. I got to get the natural out of you. I got to get the natural out of you. I got to get the natural out of you. See? Believe is right. I gotta get the natural out of you. See, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you. Only my Father who is in heaven can show you this. See, you don't get it from natural man. So you can go to all the arenas of the earth with all their knowledge and stuff. They won't get it. See, I'm holding your husband like, you know. Something's got to come out of that thing, you know. What you call them, your eternal thing, you? Your eternal thing, you, right? I mean, it's there. It's just out. Jerry, we got too much clay over our eyes. See, we need some of that lost eye salve, see. Too much clay. We got to sit by the rivers of the word, of the water of the word, and get eternal things revealed to us, see. Yeah. I don't belong to the world, man. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't belong there. See, I don't belong to the world, Glow. I don't belong to the world. I belong to Jacob and Joseph, Jeremiah, Paul, Rahab, right? I belong to the saints of old and to the saints of new. But to the saints, it's spiritual. See, look. So if the world don't accept you, the heaven is. You're known there. You're known there. They make feasts for you. Right? They make feasts for you. They're interceding for you, right? God, get him out the natural. Get him out. Get him back in this heavenly kingdom. They're born for this heavenly kingdom. Get him back. You know. Ask people where they're from. I'm from. I'm from D.C. Yes. Tony, can I let him go yet? Tony, can I let? No. Yeah, your mom said no. Your mom said no. Okay. So his God giving Tracy dreams about heaven, his true home. Earth is just this transient place that you need to learn about where you're really from. That's all the angels need to let you come here. He didn't let you come here to love this thing. I'm going to use this to let you know where you're really from and put the devil to shame. See? Right? Right? Yeah. Right?
It's even a greater clarity to me. When you ask the question, where are you from? I was born in New Haven, Connecticut. Now the reality is, I realize I'm from the New Haven of heaven.
It's a new haven filled with milk and honey, Jerry. All right, Jane, you can sit down on that one. Are y'all following this? Y'all following this? Do you remember we talked about this last week, about the guys on the road to Emmaus? Look, Rocky. And they start, Jesus asking them, why, what's going on? And they're like, haven't you heard? And they went on to tell them what happened to him. And then Jesus said this. He said he started opening up the scripture to them, the prophets and the law. He started opening up the whole Old Testament to them. Why? Because Jesus was there. The whole Old Testament is about him. He was back there. I'm not giving you a sermon or a history lesson. I'm telling you the eternal truth about it. See? Genesis 1:1, that's me. Exodus 13, that's me. All the sacrifices, that's me. All the laws, they were just pointing to me. He was the whole thing. But see, how do we read it? Commentary, Jerry. You know, explanation. You know. The last thing we see is him in it. So as a matter of fact, where do I want to go? As a matter of fact, here's Genesis 1:2. I'm going to read it so I don't mess it up. And the earth was void and empty. And there was darkness on the face of the abyss, and the Spirit of God was constantly moving on the face of the water. See, when we read that literally, that's just talking about the creation story. You know, spiritually, you just talk about you. Before Genesis 1:3, let there be light. Well, who's light glow? Jesus himself. Well, who was formless and void? You were. Right? Look, Derek, he hasn't even created man yet. But he's telling you about man. Without form, void, you got no truth, you got no light, you can do no good, right? Because he hasn't said, everything he formed was good yet. You had no good in you. None, zero. People say some good in everybody. You don't know the word. See, that was you, Stan. And who said, I'm the light of the world? Jesus. So when he said, let there be light, he wasn't talking about the sun. He's talking about how he's going to get into your heart and finally get a seed in there. Let there be light is him. It's a person. He hadn't even made man yet. But he already knew about us, guys. Right. Here's Derek. Come on back up there. Come on. See, here's James. Here's the real curse. Forget about. Here's the real curse. That Satan was able to give you a darkness that was so rich that you couldn't perceive spiritual things if your life depended on it. If you had 10 lives, it's out of your reach. The darkness was so rich that unless the Holy Ghost came and hovered over you, and brooded over you. And then the light himself, Jesus, came inside you. The darkness is so rich, you'll never get it. Pastor Jerry, I need you. Can you stand? So I do this over Derek, but I do this over us all. Okay. Oh, come on. So if you stand behind me. He can hold his hand. Got on my back. This is for us all. We all are this brother. God, we break the curse. You know why I'm calling it? Because generation after generation, family after family, right? Century after century, that darkness is so rich. We don't see what God had in mind in Genesis 1, 1 and 1, 2. Genesis 1. We never got Genesis 1. We break the curse. Bring that baby up here with his daddy. Bring that baby up here with his granddaddy. Bring that baby up here with his granddaddy. Grab your son. God, look. We break the curse. We break the curse, guys. That darkness has got to get extinguished. That we can see where we really came from. We came from God. Ross called him this morning, Abba, Abba. We came from God himself. Heaven help this darkness. Break it off. Break it off. Let us arise, shine, the light will come. And let the glory of the Lord really rise on us. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. See, there's no reason that baby got to wait till he's 28. You know, live in the world, what, go to prison, all that stuff. Well, there's no reason. That's right. That's absolutely no reason. That's the curse. Break the curse. You want some evidence? Break the curse.
I said I wasn't going to say this, but it's so relevant. Marvin, who never knew his father, but because of what his father did to me, his father got 40 years in jail. And somehow I knew, Pastor Gloria, that curse was going to fall on Marvin. Mm. I knew it. There was something in my knowing. At 24, he broke into someone's house. How many years y'all think he got? 40 years. When we're talking about breaking the curse, this thing is real. He never met that man, never laid eyes on him.
Strong.
It's spirit. But his DNA was in Marvin. That seed was there. And we prayed, and God broke it off of Marvin. But now we've got to break it off of these children and the children's children down the line.
Right.
But when he got, Mike, when he got those 40 years, I about passed out. To the day he got 40 years. But God was so merciful. Mm-hmm. He was so merciful. Mm-hmm. He delivered him. That song, it tells you how he delivers us. He delivered him. But I'm here to tell you, he got 40 years to pull. But God set him free in less than a year. He erased it off of his... It's a long story, but anyway. The curse was real.
See, the curse is real. See, bigger than him getting out of physical prison, it's him to erase the rich darkness. God took off running. Right. See, I'm pulling James around. Can y'all see? God's trying to pull him out of the natural. It's a curse, guys. It's a very strong. That's what I'm saying. Centuries and centuries and centuries. The most faithful mothers in the natural still don't see it. Good people, quote unquote, what we call them, don't have no clue. So, Derek, we got to get into the richness of the darkness and pull on the Holy Ghost. God, we can't get out unless you help us here. My mother didn't know it. My grandmother didn't know it. My great-grandmother didn't know it. The one after that before that didn't know it. Y'all follow me? That's how strong this stuff is. See, look, we read Scripture. Don't go anywhere. We read Scripture and we discount ourselves and our own people. We'll read Scripture about darkness and, you know, poverty and people are cursing, but we discount ourselves, you know. We think we know. That's the big deception. Yeah. Here's Tina wanting to fall out up front. You know why? Because her eyes open to see Jesus. Everything in every word in that scripture is about Jesus. Every single thing is about him. See? It's not every, like I said, every sacrifice, every single thing is about him. You know? He explained that to Emmaus on Emmaus Road, but their eyes were closed to it. See? How about the church world? The cakes are too thick. The cakes are too thick, Mike. The cakes are too thick, Mike. Rod, Stan, y'all set all this up this morning by staying in the spirit. Are y'all hear me? So keep that stuff up. We can't just do songs. We got to get in the spirit with them. We can't just do life. We got to get in the spirit with it. See, look, a person can have 1,000 faults in the natural. But if you can just see past that God, that's God's baby, and he's not done with them. And if we can just pray, even with all the darkness they have, God, break that curse. Break that curse, right? Know no man after the flesh. So here's James, right? Rocky, help me on this. 1,000 faults, right? 2,000?
Keep going.
Okay, yeah, keep going. God, there's something deep inside there that if you know, you gave us the keys to the hell and the grave. And whatever we bind, whatever curse we can get off of, it'll be bound in heaven. Where are we from? Because he's always trying to get us back to heaven. See? Man fights it. The flesh fights it. Everybody's. But down inside you is this heavenly nature. And the only reason you got it, because God put his seed inside you. You didn't do nothing to get it. Oh my God, the potential of God's people. If we cast out babies on the Lord. Thank you, James. He's going to need a new shirt. God, you got something. I thought you had that look. You got to. And it's all heavenly. Every single bit of it is heavenly. That's right. It's all heavenly. Remember, he described you in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, formless and void. But then light came. He's prophesying how he's going to, he hadn't made man yet. Look, I know what I'm going to do. I know what it's all about. Look, Moses, how come Moses knows this stuff? Because he's in the spirit glow. He's in eternity. He can't write that any other way. All right, so. Okay. Okay, y'all got to see this. I don't have to stop. But look, all the sacrifices represent the Lord. Now, all the sacrifices represent the Lord. And you know, back in the Old Testament, Tony, they talk about the promised land, Canaan, the promised land, and Jerusalem. Come out of the natural. You're not talking about that natural earth, Jerusalem. He's not talking about that natural Canaan land. He's talking about the heavenly Jerusalem, right? He's talking about the heavenly Canaan land. He's talking about the place that's transcended above the earth. It's always that way, guys. Back in the Old Testament, it's just given a type of the reality. We're stuck on, I told somebody the other week, how people boast about, I've been to Jerusalem, I've been to Jerusalem. I said, I don't even want to go there. It's the heavenly one. I mean, I understand the historical things, and you can learn such. I understand that. But that doesn't, the new one, sir, the new haven, the new Jerusalem. James, why don't you find Galatians 4:26? Tony, can you find Galatians 4:31? Mandy, you got yours? Or you got Tony's? Who else got one? You got Ross? Can you find Hebrews 11:13-16? 4:31. Galatians, you can find Hebrews 12:22-24.
Galatians 4:26?
Yes. Yes.
In contrast, there is a heavenly Jerusalem above us, which is our true mother. She is the free woman birthing children into freedom.
Read it again.
In contrast, there is a heavenly Jerusalem above us, which is our true mother.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me, what's your mother's name? I'm sorry.
Vestry? Yes.
That's not your true mother, sir. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm not sorry, right. But I'm breaking the curse.
But the facts are
that's
the facts.
Not your true mother, sir.
Oh, wow.
Keep going.
For this mother, she is a free woman birthing children into freedom. For it is written.
That's it. That's not your baby. This is not your true mother. I know you love her. But that's not your true mother. She just helped bring forth the evidence. Thank you for helping bring forth the evidence. God's going to honor you for that. But you didn't do nothing. She knew her forever before she even got started. Forever stand. Look, Ross, thank God forever. Thank God for forever. You know, when y'all were doing worship, we lost time.
Yeah.
We lost time. We lost where we were. You know, we entered eternity. Mm-hmm. Tony, 31.
I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. It says, "So then, believers, we who are born again, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, are not children of a slave woman, the natural, but the free woman, the supernatural."
Come on, man. Good, sir. I'm glad you did the Amplified. I was looking up other versions. I didn't read that one. I was good. Y'all follow me. So look, it's what God says. And what he says, he's going to give the evidence about it. See? And you might not even see it tangibly, but you're going to come in here and people are going to say, people didn't acknowledge me, but you're going to say, heaven does. That's your evidence. Moses is going to say to you, that's my sister. See? Shorty might not say it, but Moses is going to say it, you know. Shorty or Pee Wee, I can't never remember. Pee Wee. She got a sister named, brother named PB. He gave us a sermon one. Okay, who is next? Who's next? 11:13 through 16.
Okay. "These heroes all died, still clinging to their faith, not even receiving all that had been promised them."
I know. I knew it. I didn't want to give it away.
I'll research that.
That's okay. These
11.
11.
13. Through 16. Hebrews.
"These heroes all died, still clinging to thy faith, not even receiving all that had been promised them, but they saw beyond the horizon the fulfillment of thy promises and gladly embraced it from afar. They all lived thy lives on earth as those who belong to another realm.
Come on, man.
For clearly those who live this way are longing for the appearing of a heavenly city. And if thy hearts were still remembering what they left behind, they would have found an opportunity to go back, but they couldn't turn back, for their hearts were fixed on what was far greater, that is the heavenly realm. So because of this, God is not ashamed in any way to be called our God, for he has prepared a heavenly city for them."
You know why God's not ashamed to call you? Not because you dwell on the earth, because you dwell in the heavenly city. He loves the heavenly people. All right, man. All right. Who had the last? Somebody had Pastor Glow. 22 through 24.
You got your phone. You got your Bible. "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem."
Hold it. You're going to come one day?
You have come.
Eternity isn't length of time. Eternity is no time. See, here, so here God's saying, you have come there. I got to get past your natural mind, but you have come. That's right. So, Tina, you can't even say, I'm not there yet. I am there. You can't say that. See, that's unbelief. Right.
So if we have arrived,
right,
it's a present tense.
Already done, sir. Already done, sir. Before the foundation of the world, sir.
It's real time.
It's real time, sir. Wow. Right. Look, MC Hammer. Can't touch that. Tony, have come.
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. To the church of the firstborn.
Whoa! Look, you know where the church really is? It's not of the earth. The church is of heaven. Mostly we don't act like it. We don't see much evidence of it. But God said, you need to hold on to that until you start seeing it.
To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous one made perfect. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. And to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
Somebody said, I know the new covenant. Well, you need the new covenant is heaven. As Jerry, I want to just walk around the room like I'm walking around heaven. Remember Chris Powell used to sing that song, Walk Around Heaven? But it was always when you die. When you die. Yeah. All right. Walk around heaven.
She's
saying
it too.
I know she's saying it. If you say if you are there, you just don't know it. You're there all alone. You just don't have an eternal mind about it. But Derek, we're breaking the curse, sir. Busting that unbelief. Jesus is opening our eyes so we can see him in the Old Testament, New Testament. And he's taking us from glory to glory as we behold him. You got a Bible on yours? Revelation 21. By the way, that's exactly what we're getting today. Revelation.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me.
Hold it. So James, Raquel, Tina, Amen. Today, he's carrying. I want this to be future to you. So I got today. He's carrying us away into a mountain. What was about this mountain?
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.
So he's carrying us away today in the spirit to a great and high mountain, so we can see who we were before the world was. Okay. That's exactly what he's doing. So I didn't want that to seem future to you, because that revelation is always future. But today he's carrying us away into a high mountain in the spirit so that we can see. And what did we see, Pastor?
And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Okay. That's why y'all were singing about holy. There is no one like you. It's not just a song. That's where we. That's where God took us to, that holy mountain. Today, in the spirit, he took us there. See, when you're in the spirit, he can take you there, and it may. You can't read it. You can't read it like it's future, because in the spirit, there's no time glow. So he can take you away in the spirit to see. Right. That's exactly what it was. Were you finished, Jerry?
Can I add on that? Well, this goes back to the beginning of worship and doing worship. The Lord gave me two visions. The first vision was a boat on a lake that sat above the earth. And I was wondering about that whole thought process. It was like a sunset, but it wasn't a sun. It wasn't. It was just the boat was just on a peaceful. It was just rolling along, right? Mm-hmm. So then as we continue to go higher in the spirit, all of a sudden I saw in the sky, it was almost like the wings of the Lord just stretch out, right? And the sunset came from the center of where the Lord was. But his wings, the feathers of his wings looked like pillars and temples and like buildings. But there was it was a sunset, and it was like sitting like a solid place in the sky. And so that's where I'm thinking. That's the same thing of what, you know, I was going to say this later on anyway, but I was going to let us know is that this is confirmation. When we're talking about the confirmation, that this is where the Lord's city is. Exactly. It's on a different plane of existence exactly. from the earth.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you have something too? Go ahead, Tony, give it to her.
Pastor Glow said something a few minutes ago about being real time, and I shared this before, but one time in worship, we're doing worship, and just as I started, I was playing, and all of a sudden, it seemed like I was playing in one tempo, and something else was happening in another, and all of a sudden, I heard, you all have something you all call real time. Mm. But this is real time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that in February I was writing something, and the Lord was kind of, I guess, explained to me about a concern that I had. It was talking about assignment, you know, about the assignment. And I wrote this down. He says, pretty much, you're on borrowed time because you've been loaned from heaven. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote that down, I thought, you know, it was kind of crazy. But more and more as we hear this, you know, because we've never been taught that we are actually from heaven. We always think that life for us began pretty much with the conception of being born in our parents. So when you hear something like that, so this even helped in term of when I wrote that, because I just thought it was somewhere out of the far stretch, maybe possible, my imagination. But the thing he was saying that I'm hearing today is that our lives started long before we were, you know, the sperm and the egg met, that we're on borrowed time, and time is really almost a curse, but it's for the benefit of time. It's more beneficial or for our benefit here, but the true time that is without time, it's eternity. Exactly. And so, but we're born, we're an extension. We're born from heaven, and we're loaned from heaven.
Amen. This is really good stuff, right? Right? This is really good stuff, God. This is what we settle into. This is what we settle into, you know. You know, what Tony shared, just like vitally important. So in other words, what he saw is just simply what God's taking us, what he can take you into real time in the spirit. And in the spirit, he is real. In the spirit, I can feel. In the spirit, I'm alive. In the spirit, right? There's no time there. So even though Tony had the vision at the beginning of service or doing worship, yet God was like Revelation 21, Jerry shared, in the spirit, he took me, in the spirit, it's just like Ezekiel. He can take you somewhere in the spirit. Okay, that's real time. See? Or outside of time, or however you want to put it. Let's go back to eternity. Let's go back to eternal thinking, you know. See, I'm praying for Mike's daughters. And, you know, maybe he'll have a new one, but. Oh, you need a boy. Okay. Oh, yeah, Mike got three. He got three girls. Yeah. Boy, stand. Boy, 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 boy. Boy, 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 boy. Everybody together. Everybody. But, Derek, here's the thing. This baby was made for heaven, for eternity. And I'm putting this baby in God right now, in eternity right now. You know, I don't care what it's going to look. I don't know what it's going to look like, whatever. I'm just putting him in eternity. See, this is really what the life of Jesus was. Mary birthed him, but God took him right from the womb. And so that's why when he was 12 and they was saying, when we're looking for you, he said, I'll be about my father's business. Why? Because I was born from the womb. I drank from heaven from my birth. And I'm praying that over whoever's babies. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, since you brought that up, Saturday, yesterday morning, I got up and I was about to cook breakfast. And Katie came out of her room and came in the kitchen and she said, "Hey, Dad, I know who my angel is." I said, "Huh?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Yeah, I know who my angel is because we was talking all night." And I said, "So where were the angel at?" She said, "The angel was standing by my door, and then it came by my bed, and then the angel was about my size." And she started describing the angel that she was talking with. And I said, "Well, how long did the angel stay with you?" She said, "Well, it stayed for me for a long time because we just kept talking back and forth. But then my angel left. But I know who my angel is." And I was like,
"Amen." See, that's got to be normal. Right. That's got to be normal. See, we can ooh and ah, but see, that's got to be normal. What has happened? You know, we take the Bible and we read it literally, and it monopolizes our thinking, and that's all we can see. You need a transition in your brain, or else the Bible, it kills you. It's a curse to you. That's got to be normal to us. Our angels, look, we have come to an innumerable company of them. All right. I just want to keep going. I'll tell you. You know, the word gets alive. Jesus gets alive. And when we see him, we can see all this stuff, you know. Did you have something? I see you thumbing through to finish it. Finish up. Okay, you can finish up. Everybody good? Mike, thanks for sharing that. Yeah.
The city was raining down on the earth, and okay. That's what I left out. But
good.
So we can experience the city through right. The rain right. that's coming from right. above.
Right, it's Father's heart for us to experience it. It's Father's heart for us to experience it. You know, we talk about encounters. I mean, really, this is what we're going to experience every day. God, I belong here. I live here. I don't live on the earth. In heaven. You daily load with me with benefits, but they're from above, you know. What was shared here by Roz and Tony, this is what we have to encourage each other in. They know you in heaven. They know you in heaven. Amen. Go ahead, Jerry.
As you were ministering, the scripture came into my spirit, Isaiah 46:10, that he's declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. See, we got to catch up with what the Holy Spirit and the Father has already preordained to be. And live in that realm. He's catching us up, as it were, today. We are the men on the road to Emmaus this morning. And all of my church life, the Holy Spirit been trying to talk to me, but I didn't understand a thing. They didn't understand. They were listening to the words that he was telling them, but their consciousness of the word was so dark from Genesis. Oh, God, so much running through me. We don't know how much darkness is in us. Because we come to Christ and we think now we've got it. But we don't. Because until light comes, and light has to keep coming. Light has to keep coming. You can't just get one revelation and think that we're there. All that God has been doing for us this past year is supernatural and miraculous. But yet, we are not out of all of the darkness yet. And that's why today he's washing our eyes some more. He's opening up our ears some more. So that he's breaking bread with us this morning. So that we can see and understand that we are not of time or of this earth. And when Pastor started talking about that, it was hard. It was hard to think that I could live. Who has that amplified? Somebody give me the message. I mean, the TPT of that Isaiah 46 and 10, I believe it is. I'm sitting there when he first started. And he was talking about Tina. Where is she? Oh, okay. I won't talk about her without her being here. But she's a good example for me, Pastor. Because I didn't see her like the Holy Spirit saw her. I didn't see her as his baby. I didn't. I just saw the flesh that was in darkness. And there was no light. But the Holy Spirit commanded me to do certain things for his baby. For his baby, Pastor Mike. I didn't want to do it. I'm going to be honest. But he says, I want to bless my child. And I'm going to use you to do it. Now, I need you to be obedient. But I had no clue until today. Why? The really why, Amanda. Amanda back this steaming table claws. We didn't know that was the father's baby. And the other thing said, be careful how you entertain angels. Because you might, like Kaylee, you might be entertaining angels and unaware. My aunt had a supervisor that gave her a hard time. And my aunt was saved. And so she tried to live in love and show love. But the lady gave her a hard time. So finally, she let the lady have it. She ripped up one side of the wall and down the other. And the next day, she was in the emergency room. My aunt was. And she said, God, what happened? What did I do? And she said she knew something. She had done something that brought her there. And the Holy Spirit, she said the Holy Spirit told her, I told you, touch not my anointing. She said, I haven't touched anybody in church. Y'all listen now. I haven't said anything bad about anybody in church. And she said, the Lord said, I'm talking about Carolyn. And she said, Carolyn was a straight up heathen. But about 2 years later, who got saved? Who began to be an evangelist and, I mean, walk in the anointing and power of God? At that time, she couldn't look at, oh God, Lord have mercy. See, we don't see, all we see is time. And I'm trying to explain what the Holy Spirit was showing me, Stan. We live in time so deeply that we see all the people that we know and don't know in time. We don't see them outside of time. Because if we get outside of time, we're going to see these celestial beings that we really are. See, but all we do is get stuck. Did anybody find that for me? Oh, okay. All right. But we just have to keep coming up, Pastor. Thank you for what you did for us today. Because you're pulling us out of time. And we keep talking about we want to live in that realm. And the only way we're going to get there is that we break time. Oh, and that's the dream Michelle had. We broke time. See, these dreams and things are becoming a reality now. She said once we broke time, we was in heaven with him. Sitting at the table with him. He knows our end from the beginning. He knows. Was it Tina that said that the substance of Mike Ruffin was going to come? Come on, y'all. But he came out of eternity. Can we swallow this, y'all? Tony is an eternal. Pastor is eternal. I don't care what's going on. That doesn't change the fact. I thought Tina had lost her mind, but it didn't change the fact that she was still God's baby. I don't care what I do. I'm still his baby. I'm still his. And if we stop looking at the time person and start looking at the eternal person, we can join with that heavenly choir and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. It's how we see and perceive things. And everything that we see and perceive is from this earth. Unfortunately, as Christians, we are still earthbound. We perceive the word just like those men did on the road to Emmaus, with no understanding, no enlightenment at all. Oh, we preach in lofty sermons, but eternity is not there, and the supernatural is not there. But we thank God this morning for that new Jerusalem that we know we are a part of. Come on now. We don't have to go to Jerusalem. We don't have to pay $2,000-$3,000 to go to Jerusalem. We live in Jerusalem now. Everything is now, y'all. Jesus. It's now. Eternity is now. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. He keeps telling us now. So we just need to transition from time and start living, staying in eternity. For real, for real. Pastor Derek had his hand up. And after that, Pastor Mike, whoever wants to close.
I got me fill up. Two things real quick. Pastor was saying, Jesus was telling the disciples and telling us, that's me. Everything in the Old Testament, that's me. That's me. Before the world was, form, without form and void, that's me. But then God took me to the creation of man. He breathed into him the breath of life. Jesus said, that's me. That's me that was breathed into you. That's me. Hallelujah. Yesterday, me and the grandbaby, he was watching the cartoon real quick. And he was watching the cartoon. And you know, there's always a villain and a hero. So I wasn't really paying any attention. I was just doing something around the house. And then I heard somebody say on the cartoon, we need to break time to go back and fix the future. I looked at the TV.
I just want to just keep going on that path. Is that just like the disciples at that time? They often looked to the past. They were looking to the old, and that's why Jesus talked about them talked about it in that way. Is that let me show you why I was here. Because you can't understand where you're going if you don't understand that I was already here. See, we get in this place where we think this is that the old is always sometimes better. And he's saying, well, the old is just an example of where I am already. And so he's trying to elevate our hearts and elevate our minds in expectation to say, come in there now. Because in that, like he said, in that very scripture, he said that, I don't want you to leave Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But then he goes, then Jesus breathed on him. He said that you have the Holy Spirit. Yet and still that even though it hadn't happened yet, he already called them into it and said, you have access to it. And see, so that's where we are right now. He's called us higher and said, hey, the kingdom is here. This is your kingdom. This is where you live. This is where you are to reside. You have complete access to it. But now it's time for us to start coming alive to us. The evidence of it is going to start coming alive to us every day. But I want to say this, too. We have to be seeking God for it. Because he's going to give it to us. But if we go and just let this message go, if we go and just, oh, that was a good word, and then go about our lives, keep living normal, natural lives, we'll miss it. We'll miss the opportunity. But God has already called us. We got the spiritual ladder in front of us to be able to go up. so that we can bring stuff back down and go back up and bring more stuff back down, because it's for a purpose. It's a purpose for him to breathe on us. It's a purpose for him to tell us that we have access to it now. We still are yet ambassadors to this earth. And so there's more people who need to be able to come up there, but they got to be able to see the way. And through Christ, he has already shown us the way, but we have to follow it. And so that's why I thank God for this message right here. I thank God for what the message that came to Tina, the way it came. Because we are God's spiritual children. It is about what he says. You know, our lives may not seem have that type of evidence every day in our fleshly lives, but it is what God says about our spiritual life. And I say that because I've been reading in Judges, and I shared this yesterday about Gideon. When you know, the Midianites, they were terrorizing the Israelite people. They were terrorizing them. They had no peace. But the angel of the Lord, when he came to Gideon, he says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." And the first thing Gideon said is, "How could that be when these are all the things that are happening to me?" He couldn't see outside of his flesh. But the angel of the Lord was telling him what God said, what the spirit is, and where he spiritually is. Because spiritually, God was with them. See, he couldn't see that. And that's how a lot of people are living right now. And we can live that like that because if we don't allow our minds to be transformed and our hearts to be transformed, this word has to be a seed that grows. Do not let the enemy come and take it away. Do not let the distractions of the earth blind you and cause you to lose this message. This is an important message for the growth of the kingdom in our lives. Yeah. So I just say continue to go home and dwell on it. Read the I'm pretty sure a pastor is going to send it out. Please reread those scriptures. Ask the Lord to continue to reveal it and bring it forth in our lives. All right. Yep. Pray. Okay. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O Lord God, for your presence. We thank you that you are among us today, Lord God, and that we were able to get such sensitive secrets from heaven today. Heavenly Father, that we can obtain, O Lord, the kingdom now, Lord God, that you have outstretched your wings upon us and you reign from heaven on our lives, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, O Lord God, that you are transforming us into the image that you have called us to be, because you have called us children from the birth, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, there is no time when it comes to you. So we thank you, O Lord God, that we can taste of eternity right now, Lord God, that the kingdom is being built in our lives, O Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for sharing this message with this house, Lord God, and everyone who viewed this message, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand on all of us, O Lord, that our minds may understand and our hearts may be received. Open our eyes to perceive your word, O Lord God. Clear our eyes from all distractions, O Lord God, and let this seed take root, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let it produce the fruit of life in our lives, Lord God. And then, Heavenly Father, I just ask you just to continue to do your work in our lives, Lord God, in our children's lives, Lord God. Help them to grow up in you, O Lord, to know you, O Lord God, from an early age, O Lord God, from birth, O Lord God. Teach them, Lord God. Show them your ways. Teach them how to trust in you, O Lord God. Make their heavenly residence in heaven and more, and take them away from the earth, Lord God. Help them to have more experiences in heaven than they do on earth, Lord God. Help them to have spiritual relationships, Lord God, spiritual jobs and visions, and let them to know more of their angels, Lord God, their love, heavenly hosts and the messengers of God. Speak to them, Lord God. Help the Bible to come alive in their hearts, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, for we all are children, O Lord God. Continue to bring us into that childlike faith in Jesus' name. But Heavenly Father, we just glorify you and thank you above all, Lord God, for your good and gracious mercy towards us. Your loving kindness that we just don't deserve, but we know that you love us so much and you gave it to us because you loved us. Help us to just grow into that love and accept that love, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray that the fulfillment of your will in our lives, so that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.